Good morning, everyone. That was awesome. And so let us go ahead and pray. Father God, let us come to you and run to you like Sailor did to Robert this morning, with abandon over what's going on around us and oblivious to the way things should be and the way things appear. But let us run to you, Lord God, with just hearts that seek a fresh touch from the Father. And Father, we just are enamored by your love for us. We thank you for all things, and we just pray that you would be evident here with us this morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if you know Jesus and have a personal relationship with him, please join us for communion. And please know and understand when I share this message that I share it as one who is not perfect, way far from perfect. I am broken, poor, and needy. I don't have it all together. I need Jesus as much now as when I first believed. Thank the good Lord, it's been 17 years since I laid down the meth pipe and the pot pipe and the alcohol. And I also in my life have struggled with pornography, and I get the blessing of helping people now recover from their addictions through Celebrate Recovery and through my work with the County of Fresno. So God is good. But today I want to talk to you about secret sins, and there really is no such thing. We all have them. We all sin, whether it's an addiction, unforgiveness, a habit of white lies, idolatry, spiritual adultery. We all sin, and we all need Jesus. Let us forever put aside the notion that God can't look at sin. This erroneous idea may come from Habakkuk 1:13, where the prophet says, "You are of purer eyes than to look at evil." But chapter 2 contains the Lord's response, and he's talking to the Chaldeans, but he lays out everything that he sees, including the internal motivation. So if God sees our internal motivation, he obviously sees what we do, and there's no hiding things from him. And so he not only sees what we do and don't do, which are sins of commission and sins of omission, but he sees that motivation of our heart. He not only knows the sins of our past and our present, but he sees our future sins, and he chooses to love us in spite of that. The problem with sin in our lives is how we react. Just like Adam and Eve in the garden, we try to hide from God. When our conscience is clear, we are open to communication with God and all that he has for us. It's kind of like this. And then when sin enters in, and the person enters that cycle of sin, which is a close cousin to the sin of guilt and shame, or the cycle of guilt and shame, sorry. In this cycle, the person sins, then they are judged or convicted, they repent, and then they're delivered. The cycle usually starts over with sin. But the beautiful thing is that there is an answer to secrets and sin, and that answer is the truth. And Jesus is the embodiment of truth. As he stated in the Gospel of John, he is the way, the truth, and the life. God sees everything, and he chooses to love us and forgive us with grace and love that are deeper than the foundations of the earth. His love for us is beyond exploration. We could dive in it for eternity and not find the bottom. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And what this verse is talking about, it's not the earth, it's not the world, it's not the planet. He loves us. It's you and me. We as believers need to exercise the gifts of fellowship, accountability, and confession. My counselor once told me that if we are not in an accountability relationship, we're really not walking the Christian life. We need other people. We do not get better in a vacuum. We need people who know everything about us and choose to love us anyway. And that's why I love this fellowship, and that's why I love my Celebrate Recovery family. And so communion is reflecting on Christ's death, his burial, and resurrection. The body and blood of Jesus, which we are celebrating today, cleanses us from sin. He died for us. He died so that we could move from adversary to accepted in the beloved, from broken to beautiful, from shame-filled to sanctified, from victim to victor. Now, let us take a minute to think of someone that we need to share our problems with today. And as we come together in his name, let us also take just a few moments to confess our sins to him. And you may now partake in the elements of communion.